This is Akashvani Kohima, the news read by Hechong Dimngel. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in New Delhi on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received President Putin at the airport last evening. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said he was delighted to welcome his friend President Putin to India. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to their interactions, adding that India-Russia friendship is a time-tested one that has greatly benefited people. President Putin will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The visiting dignitary and Prime Minister Modi will review progress in bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed following the talks, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. Lonika K. Achumi has been crowned Miss Nagaland 2025 in a glittering ceremony held yesterday at Arsimpa Zotsuma, organized by the Beauty Aesthetic Society of Nagaland. Miss Achumi, who also won the Miss Multimedia subtitle, emerged victorious among 16 contestants who vied for the prestigious state title. Bendang Inla Longshir was adjudged a first runner-up, while Christina H. Yepto secured second runner-up. In her winning response, Miss Achumi highlighted the need to uplift the underprivileged and differently abled individuals, saying they are often overlooked in Naga society and deserve equal opportunity and dignity.
Given a chance, I would advocate for differently able and uplift the underprivileged, because I believe everyone deserves the same opportunity. And tonight I stand here to advocate, to be the voice for them. We can build a society where everyone feels.
Addressing the gathering earlier, Additional Director, Department of Higher Education, Dr. K. Nisano Nika, said Miss Nagaland is not merely a beauty pageant but a platform of transformation. He stressed that the event shapes young women to become leaders, entrepreneurs, educators, social change makers, and global ambassadors of the state. The Unity Mini Hornbill Festival 2025 was inaugurated yesterday at the Deputy Commissioner's Office Complex in Perrand. Speaking at the event, Planning Advisor to the Northeastern Council, Som Kame, stressed the need for unity, saying it is vital for protecting cultural, social, and land rights, as well as for overall progress. He added that harmony among communities must be built on mutual understanding, respect, and accommodation without infringing upon one another's rights. Meanwhile, NZPO President Zandi Domta, who is the chief host, highlighted the vital role of tribal hohos in decision-making in Nagaland and urged continued public support to these bodies. He called on village authorities to safeguard their lands and emphasized that development is possible only when unity is maintained. The festival featured vibrant cultural performances, indigenous games, exhibition stalls, and competitions in air gun shooting and floriculture. The ongoing 26th Hornbill Festival 2025 at the Naga Heritage Village in Kisama continues to captivate visitors with showcases of the rich traditions of Nagaland. Yesterday, a special indigenous games competition featuring the blowing of the horn was held at the Sumi Morung, drawing participants across generations. The event was organized by the Tribal Vision and sponsored by the Department of Youth Resources and Sports. Stealing the spotlight was 76-year-old Luvepra Venner from the Chakisang tribe, the oldest participant, who emerged as the winner with 91 points. He was closely followed by Angami participants Visosito Vepra with 90.5 points, while the youngest participant, 13-year-old Keva Pew Singh Haikam of the Ziliang tribe, claimed the third position with 71 points. The winners were awarded cash prizes of 5,000, 3,000, and 2,000 respectively, along with certificates. The Nagaland Basketball Association will hold trials for the senior men's team this Sunday, December 8 at 2 p.m. The trials will take place at the Don Bosco Basketball Court in Kohima. Male athletes from across Nagaland have been invited to attend with proper sports gear and valid ID proof. Selected players will go on to represent the state at the 75th Senior National Basketball Championship to be held in Chennai from January 4 to 11, 2026. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening news at 7:20. Have a nice day.